Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Political push in Georgia.
To ask you to vote one more time.
Court stops special master document review.
It just scraps the foundation of Trump's argument.
Rail strike averted.
To ensure we don't derail Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Early voting that ends today has been brisk, and interest is running high in the U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia. Election day is next Tuesday, and a final day's effort is underway by both parties to rally support. CBS's Nicole Killian says Democrat Raphael Warnock brought out a heavy hitter.
Former President Barack Obama made his case for the incumbent to add to the Democrats' majority.
51 is better than 50. Because it means Reverend Warnock will keep representing you in Washington.
And he took another jab at Warnock's opponent, Herschel Walker.
Mr. Walker has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia, like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate I once had myself when I was 7.
They're getting nervous because they got Obama here again.
The GOP nominee held a competing rally with South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham after casting his own ballot. Records show he took a tax break in Texas intended for primary residences while running in Georgia.
I'm Georgia born, Georgia bred, and when I die, I'll be Georgia dead.
Outgoing Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said he couldn't bring himself to support Walker or Warnock, leaving his ballot empty this week.
Herschel Walker will probably go down as one of the worst Republican candidates in our party's history.
The Democratic Party's Rules Committee meets today to consider shaking up the presidential primary calendar.
President Biden wants South Carolina to go first, according to a party official familiar with the plan. He then wants New Hampshire and Nevada to go a week later. But both Democratic senators out of New Hampshire have already slammed the idea.
CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss says Mr. Biden wants the party to give up what he calls restrictive caucuses. Iowa's caucus traditionally kicks off the process. In a blow to former President Trump, a federal appeals court unanimously ended the independent review of documents seized by the FBI from his Florida home. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, had named a special master back in September. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it revives the Justice Department's investigation.
What they're concluding is Judge Cannon did create a huge exception for equitable jurisdiction. She did create new standards for a former president. Basically, she carried his water with no legal foundation.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the Senate action that averted a potential national rail strike.
President Biden says he'll sign this deal as soon as it reaches his desk. Using a century-old law, Congress has intervened in this deadlock dispute. One day after the U.S. House did so, the Senate voted to make the latest rail industry offer to workers binding. They wanted 7 days of paid sick leave. And the unions are disappointed they didn't get it, saying rail workers in particular need the sick time because of the physical, demanding work that often keeps them far from home for days at a time.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up the Biden administration's plan to cancel billions in student loan debt that has suffered court setbacks. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
The issue before the Supreme Court is how much authority the Biden administration had without express law from Congress.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on last night's lavish state dinner at the White House.
President Biden said it was fitting that France was the guest of honor at his first state dinner.
France was our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution.
Nearly 350 guests filled a glass pavilion on the South Lawn, including Late Show host Stephen Colbert, actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and French shoe designer Christian Louboutin. Along with a decadent meal, guests were treated to a performance by Grammy Award-winning musician John Batiste.
Overseas, reporting from Ukraine, CBS's Imtiaz Taieb has a look at the harsh conditions in a city that's been under siege.
3 weeks after Ukrainian forces liberated Kherson City from 9 brutal months of Russian occupation, residents are still in need of the basics. Professors from a university in Kyiv bringing in supplies. Ever since their humiliating retreat, Moscow has been hammering Kherson relentlessly. It's a misery Anastasia knows all too well.
It's so cold. You have no electricity. You have no heating. You have no water. But you're free. You have freedom.
Nearly a month after the election, Cochise County, Arizona, has certified its midterm results. It came after a judge said two Republican supervisors who held out broke the law. Statewide certification of the vote can now proceed Monday. A former San Antonio rookie police officer who shot a 17-year-old who was eating a hamburger in the driver's seat of a car in a fast food parking lot 2 months ago has now been indicted on attempted murder and other charges. District Attorney Joe Gonzalez.
Justice means prosecuting that individual for this conduct. Justice means obtaining a conviction. Justice means making sure that man never works as a member of law enforcement.
The victim got out of the hospital just last week. The Los Angeles Fire Department says it appears 10 middle school students who got sick yesterday may have overdosed on cannabis edibles. Eric Scott helped treat some of the 12 to 15-year-old kids.
Their faces looked a little glazed over and they were lethargic. They were still fairly alert and oriented to the extent that they were not placed in serious or critical condition. They were in a mild to moderate distress.
He says it's not clear if the students got the substances from the same source. Elon Musk has kicked Kanye West off Twitter for posting a picture that appeared to show a Nazi swastika interlaced with a Star of David. Musk says it's for, quote, incitement to violence. The U.S. plays the Netherlands tomorrow in the round of 16 at the World Cup. American star Christian Pulisic, who suffered a bruised pelvis scoring the only goal in the win over Iran, wants to be in the lineup.
I will do everything in my power to work with this medical team and make sure that I can play.
The U.S. has not reached the quarterfinals of the tournament since 2002. The plot thickens in the death of a New York man with an Academy Award connection.
His father's story inspired an Oscar-winning film.
Yeah, how was he? You get on your nerves?
New York City police say Frank Vallelonga Jr., who had a part in 2018's Green Book, likely died of an overdose before his body was found outside a sheet metal shop in the Bronx this week. Another man has now been charged with concealing a human corpse after the discovery. Vallelonga's father, a bouncer at New York's famed Copacabana nightclub, was hired to protect black pianist Don Shirley as he toured the Jim Crow South in 1962. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Believe it or not, the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum is closing at the end of this month in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's been a fixture on the boardwalk for 26 years with a giant globe facade. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.